Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Lil Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Lil Critters gummy vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Lil Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. As a woman, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, cravings and up and downs and all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through something like menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can really put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low mood, poor sleep, and the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. There's a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold about every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code LIVINGFULLY for 15% off today. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Living Fully. I am Mallory Irvin. If you are just now tuning in for your first podcast, we talk about all things living your life to the fullest. And today I'm going to keep my episode under 20 minutes because I want to talk about something that is a free pass, I feel like, to a full life, to an amazing life, to an abundant, over-the-top life. No, this is not like post pictures on Instagram or virtual reality or those types of free passes. This is manifesting. And I talk about manifesting a lot. Manifesting is a huge part of my life. And I feel like mastered the art of manifesting over the years, manifesting the things that you want to bring into your life. And I've been asked a lot of questions recently. The last podcast that I did, I ended up just doing podcasts on the questions that people had been asking. And manifesting kept coming up over and over and over again. And it always comes up in YouTube comments and across all of my social media platforms. So I wanted to talk about it today because of that. And also because it's literally like, I keep saying a free ticket. It's a free ticket to the most amazing life. And unfortunately, it is a free ticket that a lot of people are not taking or not using. A lot of people just kind of brush off manifesting and visualizing things that you want to bring into your life as hocus pocus. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about manifesting and how I use that powerful thing in my own life. So I want to give a shout out to today's sponsor, Smart Cups. You can head to smartcups.com and enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. We love Smart Cups in our home, and you'll hear more about them, these amazing energy drinks, in the middle of the podcast. So back to today's subject, the subject of manifesting. Now, manifesting is called a lot of different things. If you hear someone talk about visualizing, if you hear someone talk about manifesting, if you hear, there are so many different ways to talk about what we're talking about today. But basically, at the most basic level, it is envisioning specific things, whether it be physical things, like say a certain, like say you want to get healthy and fit, whether it is a material thing, say you want your dream home or your dream job, whether it is materializing, manifesting your life's partner that is like the perfect life partner for you, or manifesting, you can manifest or visualize a feeling, like feeling joyful every single day, feeling full of energy. That's one that I've been working on lately, is the full of energy, manifesting just an abundant amount of energy so that I can match what my children have right now and create this life for them. So manifesting is basically just bringing these things that you want into your life. And there are so many different ways to manifest what you want into your life. So you hear people talking about vision boards. And I'm going to do a side note here, because I think a lot of people are, some people call them manic manifestors. I think I used to be a manic manifester like years and years ago. It's where you want something really bad and you're like, I'm going to manifest this. Or whether it's New Year's Day and you're going to get together with a group of friends and you're like, I'm going to make a vision board and I'm going to make all this stuff come true this year. Manifesting is something that you have to have in your life every day, that you have to be very intentional about. For me now, it's easy. But when I was first starting to try and do this and really like make this a big part of my life, it was hard. Because do you know what you have to do in order to become like a master manifester or like a super attractor or, you know, someone that's really, really good at this, is you have to feel good. Is you have to feel good, and the hardest part, you have to be able to control your thoughts. And controlling our thoughts. Let's just think about that for a minute. So I have lived a million different lives in the one life that I have been here on earth. I have been in so many different states of mind, so many different states of being, and I have experienced the greatest joys and the deepest despairs. And I'm going to tell you that beyond removing something like a substance, or like if you're drinking too much, or if you're taking medication, you know, those things obviously are going to alter your state. All those things aside, whether you are experiencing the deepest despairs or the highest of the highs, it's all in your mind. It's all controlled by your thinking. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't really, really think about and take to heart. Just like so many other things in our lives, how many things do we know? We know if we eat healthier and we exercise, we can transform our lives and feel like different people and get so much more energy, but we would rather take something or have a quick, fast, fad diet or drink some kind of shake with a supplement in it. We would all rather do that, obviously, than the thing that we know is a straight, direct path to feeling better. You know, there are so many things that like we know in our own minds, but we don't put into practice. So thoughts. I want you to think about this just for a second. I want you to think, if there was a time in your life, in particular, like a time of great joy, maybe a vacation, maybe a holiday, maybe your wedding day, some sort of big event or big celebration where it was supposed to be amazing. It was supposed to be something that was just a highlight, like you were full of joy and there are all of these expectations around it that it's just going to be amazing. I want that instance that you think about to be one where it wasn't amazing. Not it wasn't amazing. Maybe it was good and maybe it was fine, but were you ever in that moment and you were thinking, oh my gosh, this is passing so fast, and oh my gosh, like I thought I would feel different in this, and he didn't do it this way. So, well, that wasn't what I thought he was going to do. So it's okay, but I'm a little sad about that. Or, you know, whatever it was that you got in your own mind about, and you did not have this amazing, overwhelming, joyful, perfect experience. I am 100% sure, unless some kind of huge life-changing event happened within that altered what was going on, that it was your own mind that made that experience a different experience for you. And a lot of times it's literally these incessant thoughts. Like, think about when you're just sitting at your desk at work, or you're sitting down with your children, and or whether you're laying in bed at night. That's one where I feel like a lot of people really have trouble with. There are thoughts and thoughts and thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. And they just attack you. They come into your mind and assault your well-being. And controlling your thoughts is one of the hardest things that you will ever, ever, ever do in your entire life. But a lot of people just simply need to hear the message of, I think I was in my late 20s. I was going through the time of my life where I was kind of revamping my entire life. And I heard this notion of, You are not your thoughts, and you are the person that's like witnessing all these thoughts. And I heard that, you know, you can watch your thoughts pass by. Just picture them like leaves. That's what I always do. That's so funny. I've mentioned it before on a podcast. Sometimes whenever I cannot control my thoughts, I picture a serene lake or river of some sort. And I picture each of these thoughts as a leaf falling onto the water and floating by me. And another thought will come in, floating down to the water and down the stream. And I will just do that over and over and over until I can consciously slow my thoughts down. So if you're a person maybe today that just needs to hear that you are separate from your thoughts, go throughout the day today and just notice when your thoughts get out of control. Notice if when you're talking to your spouse or one of your friends, you just have like 10 million things come into your head. You can't even focus on the conversation because you're like, well, why did he say that? And what are we cooking for dinner? And I don't even like pork. And what kind of sauce are we going to do? Do we have that sauce? Do we need to go to Kroger? Like, just notice the train that gets rolling in your mind that is your thoughts. Because this is a really key piece to manifesting, because you have to feel good and you have to be able to take control of your thoughts. Now, when I first started manifesting things in my life, and I heard this whole notion of you think these positive thoughts, you think about these things and these events that you want to come into your life, and you can literally make them come into your life in such an exact way that it's like hocus pocus, crazy, creepy. So when I first heard about this, I started thinking to myself, oh shoot, because I can't control these thoughts. There are so many bad thoughts that come in my mind that are like intrusive. And, you know, you think about worst case scenarios all the time. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to manifest all of these terrible things in my life. So it's usually a common thing amongst all of these big thinkers and a lot of people that talk a lot about manifesting that it's those bad thoughts really take, it takes like 10 more bad thoughts to manifest something bad in your life, I feel like, than something good. So that kind of like alleviated that worry for me, and it helped me just to start practicing manifesting and just kind of dip my toe into the water. And now it's such a big part of my life that I can manifest something so specific in my life that I truly feel like I can speak on manifesting, because I, in my own life, I feel like I mastered it. For instance, like a week and a half before I had this last baby, I just kept saying, you know, I really want to make this amount of money before I go into the hospital. I feel like if I do that, I will be able to rest my mind at ease. And even though it's not all about money, you know, there are financial things are a thing that can totally wreck your well-being. So a lot of times, like, I will set a number, a very specific number of a goal for myself. And I can literally write it on a piece of paper at this point, put it on my vision board in my closet. And I am here to tell you, I, to the penny, made that exact number before I went into the hospital. You can literally, I'm telling you, it's a free pass to getting the things that you want and to getting out of your own way and really easily bringing great things into your life. And, you know, I like I said, living fully in this whole brand and all of these, however many 17, 18 podcasts before the one that you're listening to today, we talk about the things that you kind of need to get out of the way to start feeling good before you can really manifest big things and bring amazing things into your life. Because we talk about things like relationships. We talk about brushing things under the rug. We talk about parenting and all of the burdens and the ways that we can turn our burdens into blessings with parenting. And we talk about, you know, toxic people in your life. We talk about being in dead-end jobs that you hate. All of these things breed bad, negative thoughts and feelings and emotions and can lead you to living this life where you're just obsessed with negative thinking and these low energy thoughts. And kind of like we talked about on the last podcast, you can truly become addicted to and become these low energy thoughts. These, I'll never lose weight. These, way too old to have a baby, or I'm way too old to get married, or these, I just don't feel like I'm a person that can ever be like this person that I'm listening to or this author that I'm reading their book. I'm just not like that. I'm here to tell you, and I want you to go back to a really powerful manifester is my friend Sean. We did a podcast here recently, and she even like blew my mind with the way that she was talking about manifesting things. And she calls it visualizing a lot. And she said on our podcast, this is, you should go back and listen to that podcast because it's so powerful. So don't just listen to me. You know, you hear it from all my guests too. She said, I believe anybody can be the CEO of Google. I believe anyone can be in the Olympics, can win an Olympic medal. I mean, how amazing is that to hear that from another person? And another person, Sean was an Olympic gold medalist and has done these amazing, humongous things in our life. And you go back to that podcast, or I'll just give you kind of the gist of it. I think it was 20% of time. Yeah. So her coach, she basically practiced 20% of what other Olympic gymnasts practice. And about 80%, my numbers might be a little bit off, but not much. 80% of her practicing for the Olympics was visualization, was visualizing herself on a beam doing her routines. And the second she pictured herself making a mistake, she would have to start over and do it over and over and over again. Her coach literally gave her that as just like another coach would give you laps or swimming in a pool or lifting a certain amount of weight.
Let me tell y'all about something my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning to the shopping to the prep to the actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater approved recipes right to your doorstep each week. My pickiest eater is probably my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves the HelloFresh meals we make. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. Skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. They handle most of the prep too, making getting dinner on the table easier and faster than ever. Y'all know we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy with making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you all about this great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. Go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That is free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to 3 young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now 2, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 60 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. So, you know, visualizing is just, you see it from professional athletes to some of the biggest thinkers of our time. But what I want to just kind of remind you today during this podcast is that you, the stay-at-home mom or the student or the person that considers themselves just a quote-unquote normal everyday person, that isn't that special, A, you're not that person. I'm 100% confident that you are not that person because I'm 100% sure if you're listening to this podcast and looking for help and like a full life, you are not that person. But you can manifest and visualize things just as big as people like her, as all of the people that have brought these amazing things into their lives. And whenever I first started manifesting, I used to listen to the book The Secret, and I used to listen to podcasts, and a lot of speakers talk about it. And there's a lot of different methods, and there's a lot of different ways. And today, you know, this is a short podcast, and I just wanted to talk in general about manifesting, and I want you to really work on the feeling good and the noticing the incessant thoughts and trying to make your thoughts positive thoughts, and kind of that's the baseline of manifesting. I think vision boards are powerful, and I encourage you to make a vision board, but make sure that when you make this vision board, you believe that you can achieve every single thing that you put on that vision board. So if you don't really believe that you can find the soulmate of your dreams, or if you can be in this certain particular house, don't stick it on your vision board, because it has to be something that you 100% believe that you can have before you put it on that vision board. That's a big part of manifesting, is if in the back of your mind you're like, well, I'm going to stick it on this board, or I'm going to think about it every day, but I don't really believe that I'm going to be able to have it myself, you will destroy yourself before you even get out of the gate. So you have to learn, and this does take time, and it took me a few years, I feel like, to just be able to truly believe that I could have these things, and now I can easily attract these things into my life. But that is a key part. Once again, I would like to thank our sponsor, Smart Cups. We, in our home, are obsessed with these things called Smart Cups. So basically, they're a printed energy drink. All you do is pour water into them. They turn into the most amazing drinks. And every time we drink them in our home, you don't crash off of them. A lot of times whenever I drink a coffee or a cappuccino or something like that, I feel like I have energy for 15 minutes and then I crash. When we started trying Smart Cups, we became so obsessed that we ordered them in bulk and like kept them in our pantry all the time. So this is coming from personal experience. We are obsessed. I really love the new flavors too. They came out with some new flavors. If you've tried them before and you didn't like the flavors, I would check them out again. So you can go to smartcups.com Enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. Also, there is a giveaway currently going on where you can just enter your email. It's on the website. I actually put it in the show notes below. All you have to do is enter your email address and you're entered to win Smart Cups for an entire year. So check that out as well. So thank you so much to Smart Cups for sponsoring this podcast. So I would suggest to all of you listening today, if this is a new concept to you, I would really suggest to you, pay attention to those thoughts, create a vision board, and sit down even before you create the vision board and really think of what it is that you want in your life. Don't let life happen to you like we talk about all the dang time on all these podcasts. I always say fine is the worst of the four-letter words. If you are a person that's like, you know, my life is fine, everything's fine, it is so not supposed to be fine. It is so supposed to be amazing. I've had a fine life. Yeah, it's fine. I think it's fine. Nothing's happening like super bad. So let's just like coast and cruise and not shake anything up. Shake it up. If there's anything that I want you to hear from today's podcast, it's let's manifest some big, huge, amazing things. This is your life. This is your one life. Let's shake things up and learn to use this tool that is at your disposal and really get down to business thinking about very specifically, what are those things that you want in your life? Is it a spouse? And if it is a spouse, I want you to, because you have to visualize specifically, to think about the exact traits that you want in that spouse. You can even think about the way that they look. And I want you to visualize yourself in that life with that spouse. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What is everything about it? And I want you to think about it. Is it home? I want you to picture yourselves in the hallways. I want you to picture yourself hanging art on the wall. And I want you to find, you know, any sort of image that looks like this home that you want to imagine and put that on that vision board. Think of specifics and really get down to the nitty-gritty about what it is that you want in your life and replace those incessant negative thoughts that you're going to start paying attention to that you and I both know it's so easy for those to come into your life. They come into my life all the time. I'm pretty good now about stomping them out whenever they come in, but man, I used to live and breathe those thoughts all the time. And that's why I was spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. And that's why I was putting out negative energy. And that's why my life was just getting worse and worse and worse, because all those negative emotions and negative thoughts about, I hate my job and I'm never going to be this and I'm never going to be that and I'm not like them and this is just never going to happen to me. They will just run you into the ground. And as a person that has been in the ground and a person that has lifted myself out of that, and once I hit baseline and figured my life out and was good, took it to a whole new level, I'm telling you that manifesting is a piece that I bet a lot of you guys are leaving out. So I do really love the Rhonda Byrne books, The Secret, and I think The Power and the Magic. And I really love it too because, you know, I'm also a person of faith. I'm a person that goes to church and very much believes in God. I'm also a person that loves and respects and can have a conversation around the universe and all of, you know, the ways that people refer to a higher power. But I am a religious person. I'm a person of faith. And I am still 100%, you know, a manifester. And I think a lot of people are like, ooh, you know, just pray. This to me is a form of praying. Ask and you shall receive. I mean, there you go. I just want to encourage you guys as you go into this week to really do a deep dive and look at the way that you're existing in your life. Are you the person that is fine, that's just holding your breath and hoping that nothing bad happens in your life, that's just not really feeling like this life is awesome? Are you a person that has those thoughts just skating across on repeat into your mind, into your mind, into your mind, and assaulting your well-being? And are you a person that wants an invitation to an elevated life? Because I was, and I made it happen. And I just encourage you guys, as you are entering this week, to really get down to business thinking about these things you want to bring into your life.
write them down on a piece of paper, stick them on a vision board, start thinking about them, especially before you go to sleep. I'm bringing on some guests in the coming week and in the coming weeks, and I would really love to bring a professional in the space of manifesting and visualizing. And I'm still working on that, but today I really wanted to introduce this concept because it, like I said, it guides me just like my faith does every day. And it's something that, like I said, it's like a free ticket to everything abundant. And it's something that I would say 80% of the population is not tapping into. And I want you to tap in to every single resource that you have available to you to live a full life. So I hadn't really talked about that much. Also, if you guys go to my website, MalorieUrban.com, I have that 10 ways to live fully. I have that guide that you can just print out, and it has a section in there about manifesting and a place where you can write about the things that you want to manifest. So if you need some kind of thing to put pen to paper, check that out. And I will leave that in the description below. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast. You are all super, super powerful. And every single person listening to this podcast, I want you to remember this. You have the power to change your life so drastically and radically. And it's crazy not to take the bull by the horns right now and create the life that you want. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast today. Tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Urban. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryUrban.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
Thank you to Pampers Cruisers 360 for supporting this episode. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.